Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As the month of Ramadan continues, it's important for us to increase in our taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continue to remain steadfast and obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to abstain and keep away from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a month of generosity. This is also a month of giving freely in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla in the Quran reminds us, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. That who is it that would loan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a good loan so that Allah in return can multiply it for him many times over? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who withholds and grants abundance, and to him you shall all return. So dear brothers and sisters, this verse mentions a virtue that should all of us should be eager to embody and embrace within our homes and within our lives, and that is the virtue of generosity, especially in the month of Ramadan, where the rewards are multiplied several times over. If we are not generous, then we will be the opposite of generous, which is becoming miserly, becoming stingy. And whether that is being miserly with the words or the knowledge that you have, or not giving salam to people, or not sending salatu salam upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, all of these forms are forms of being miserly, being stingy. But we as a nation, we as a community, we are generous. Generous in our smile, generous in our behavior, generous in our food, generous in our wealth, generous in our ilm, generous with our knowledge and our experience. We give whatever we have in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without restriction. So this is why it's important in the month of Ramadan that we continue to be generous in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those who are in need, to our family and friends, to our community, but more importantly also to our institutions and to our masjid as well. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in a beautiful hadith mentions, there is not a day upon which the servant awakens but that two angels descend. So every single day, two angels from heaven descend upon every single individual. One of the angels says, O Allah, repay the one who spends in charity. And the other one says, O Allah, destroy the one who withholds charity. So subhanAllah, these two angels, their specific job and role every single day from the heavens is to come and do dua for you or to do dua against you. And it's entirely up to you in the month of Ramadan how you want these angels to be praying for you or to be praying against you. Whether you give a date in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you give some food or some water or some knowledge or a smile or assistance or sharing something or your wealth, whatever you have to give which is of benefit to mankind, to humanity, to your community, to your family, to your masjid, to your institutions, you should give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who do not, then the angel says, O Allah, destroy the one who withholds charity. So this supplication, as mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, should encourage us to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us so that we can go and help other people as well. It also reminds us to avoid being miserly, to avoid being stingy, especially in the month of Ramadan. We need to become individuals who are content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, content with whatever we have. We are eager to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must strive to overcome any negative characteristics, any traits of being miserly or being stingy by utilizing the gifts in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the benefit of our society, for the benefits of our community, for the benefits of our institutions and also our masjid. All of this charity removes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Charity brings blessings within your home. Charity brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us all be united in these difficult times and let us continue to give generously in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah azza wa jal can protect us, our family and our community. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan.